And now, speed jokes. Here's a joke from Bob Weniger in Hanover Park and Linda Smith in Whitewater, Wisconsin, and Dave Carr in Canada. Reed from Palatine. I got a joke from Peggy Hacker and Brad Palmer and Rob Curry, author of Time for Courage, a World War II novel. The average Amazon review is 4.7 stars. Ed from Lyle, proud owner of a WGN coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Greg in Naperville, Frank Toka in Kewaunee, and many more. Andy, we were doing some home renovations, and get a load of this. Incredibly, when we knocked down a wall, we found a secret, fully furnished room. And then I remembered, oh, we live in a duplex. Only a woman who has delivered a baby without an epidural can truly understand the pain a man goes through when he has a cold. I got a lot of these sort of husband and wife jokes from Singin' Sally. She said, husbands watch sports to think to themselves, I wish I could do that, which is the same way women read murder mysteries. Come on, Sally.
Ouch.
She says, I want to make it perfectly clear that I'm happily married, but here's another. Hey, Andy, scientists have recently discovered a food that greatly reduces the sex drive.
Really? What's that?
Wedding cake. Sally says, I never knew what happiness was until I got married, but then it was too late. Our sexy neighbor sunbathes in the nude in her backyard. That makes my wife angry, but I'm on the fence about it. My friend suddenly quit his job at BMW. Apparently, there was no indication he was leaving. That's not a smarty pants joke, is it?
No.
You don't need to explain that one. I was walking past a farm with a sign saying duck eggs. It was duck, comma, eggs. And I thought that comma was unnecessary, and then bam! The iteration of that joke is actually a visual
syntax.
I know, and then they do that. Hey, did you hear that a bus carrying a group of Elvis impersonators to Las Vegas got into an accident?
Was anyone hurt?
No, but